Getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially since you're always growing and changing. Therapy is all about deepening that self-awareness, because sometimes you don't know what you really want until you talk things through. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. Visit betterhelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Hey guys, this is Kenan Thompson. I have a problem with you. Yes, you. None of y'all told me that Auto Trader has millions of new and used cars that I can shop from home. I thought we were friends. I put smiles on your face, but I'm not smiling. No one told me that with Auto Trader, a dealer can deliver cars to my home or that I could shop by price on Auto Trader. No one. Consider this friendship that you just learned we had officially over. Finally, it's easy. Auto Trader.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And I would happen to be JR. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 2 hours. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I hope you're good. Hope you getting money. I hope you relaxing. I hope you chilling. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. My main man, super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's coming to you live from New York City. I get started, at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Thank you to everybody all over North America tuning in. If you missed the first 2 hours, you can always hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. We got hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of stations that are locked in on their local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. And so whether you're here in Georgia with me, shout outs to my folks, especially in Atlanta on 92.9 The Game, or whether you're in Miami or Boston or Houston, Portland, San Diego, Vegas, Alaska, Seattle. I can go on and on and on. All my folks in the Midwest, Milwaukee, etc. We can go everywhere. Nebraska, Boise. I appreciate you. Thank you for hanging out here with me. You can also tune in on SiriusXM channel 158. So if you got that Sirius subscription, or maybe if you got one of them free trials, 158 is the move. And then you can also stay connected on a smart speaker. All you have to do is just say, hey, play CBS Sports Radio. It's been a busy day. It really has been. This evening, Japan beat the United States of America in the WBC final. The score, 3-2. The final matchup, pretty amazing. Shohei Ohtani was reportedly not going to pitch today. And then late this afternoon, we found out that Shohei Ohtani, he would come out and he'd be available in relief. And he did more than come out in relief. Shohei Ohtani closed the game. Shohei Ohtani hit today, and then he closed the game with his own teammate at the damn plate. He struck out Mike Trout to win the WBC final. Take a listen to this, courtesy of Fox Sports, the call by Joe Davis.
Ohtani's ready. Trout's ready. 3-2. He struck him out! Ohtani strikes out Trout, and Japan's back on top of the baseball world.
They've spent 6 years preparing for this. And this incredible moment to finish it off as Shohei Ohtani strikes out Mike Trout, and Japan beats the United States 3-2 in the championship game. A classic in every sense.
Hey, I was excited for the World Baseball Classic for half an inning. I saw Shohei Ohtani out there. I said, wow, he got Jeff McNeil in front of him, Mookie Betts, and then Mike Trout. Jeff McNeil got on base. Mookie Betts grounded into a double play. You got one out. It's Mike Trout there. He's your final hope. And then he gets struck out. So it's pretty cool. You don't see teammates striking each other out. You don't. And who knows how long Shohei Ohtani is going to be teammates with Mike Trout, because Shohei Ohtani is about to get paid. In the words of one of my favorite hip-hop legends from the Boogie Down Bronx, New York, it's my main man, Fat Joe. Shohei Ohtani is probably going to be the first half-billion-dollar athlete in North American sports, and he continues to just jack the price up. Listen to Fat Joe.
Yesterday's price is not today's price. Yesterday's price is not today's price. He's certified.
Yeah, he's certified. He's certifiably probably not going to be an Angel because Artie Moreno is cheap and they don't win anything. Sorry. Anyway, speaking of the price going up, Rick Pitino left Iona. He's now the head coach of St. John's in Queens, New York. And Rick Pitino is looking to inch his way back up. On Friday, Rick Pitino was like, "All I was doing is focusing on UConn. I don't know what my future's going to be." On Saturday, he's negotiating with St. John's. On Sunday night, we find out that he's basically taking a job. On Monday, he tells everybody he's taking a job. And on Tuesday, Rick Pitino said, "I am thrilled to be the head coach of St. John's basketball.
This is one of the most special moments of my life. I've been to the Garden as the Knick coach. I've been to the Garden as the Providence coach. And now I get to represent something really, really special. And it's not about when or if. It's going to happen for St. John's. And it's going to happen in a big way."
I guess Rick Pitino, he knows where to find, or his assistants know where to find all of the things that would attract a young man to St. John's University. Hopefully this time he keeps it clean. And anyway, Rick Pitino said, "Them guys who played here last year, for the most part, I don't want them back. I'm going to bring in my own people." Listen to this.
"What is your message to these current St. John's players as you will bring in others to try to build this team that can contend?"
Well, the one thing I want to be honest with, a lot of players probably won't be back on this team because they're probably not a good fit for me. With me, I think my players love playing for me, even from Mark Jackson and Patrick Ewing and Charles Oakley. I spoke with Oak last night. They love playing for me with the Knicks. But it takes a certain type of basketball player to want to play for me. He's got to be a total over-the-top in love with the game of basketball. And if you're not, it's just a bad fit with me. It doesn't work. So there'll be a lot of players that will move on to, I hope, greener pastures. Joel's the type of person that I want to build around. And that's why I asked him to come today. I have to meet some of the other young men. But there'll be other guys that don't fit. It'll be a round peg in a square hole, and it won't work.
Oh, well, damn. Shout-outs to Joel Soriano from Yonkers, New York. Okay. All right, good luck to Rick Pitino. I hope he has all of the success in the world. I hope he has it all. Rick Pitino from New York City. Rick Pitino back home. Iona's close to home. It is home. But now he's in St. John's. He's in New York City proper. And then amongst all of the things that took place today, speaking of New York City, Willis Reed, legendary center for the New York Knicks, the closest thing that the New York Knicks have had for just a champion, a leader. Everybody knows about Walt Clyde Frazier and his suits. Everybody knows about his style and his outfits. And sometimes people get lost on how amazing of a player Walt Clyde Frazier is or was. But the bone, the backbone of that team, those teams, I should say, like the leader, the boss, the enforcer, the big dude, the man in charge, Willis Reed, legendary. Today, Willis Reed passed away at 80 years old. Growing up in New York City, I have heard about Willis Reed my entire life. Unfortunately, I never got a chance to meet Willis Reed. I have met various people that knew him, who have played with him. How about Walt Clyde Frazier? Have met Walt Clyde Frazier, have spoken to him a million times. Earl the Poor Monroe, have spoken and met Earl. Have that gone over to the man's house in Harlem? Earl the Pearl. I have not met, and it's unfortunate I haven't met Willis Reed, because he's revered and respected in a different way than Earl or Walt when it comes to basketball in New York City. And a lot of people remember just the iconic moment going into the playoffs, going into the finals, where Willis Reed basically had a toe-up hip, was pumped full of, it's a numbing agent. 1970, Willis Reed tears his hip, doesn't play in Game 6, Madison Square Garden, New York City, Game 7. Willis Reed comes out and basically inspires the team, gets the crowd going, only has 4 points and 3 rebounds. Walt Clyde Frazier goes out there and has 36 points and Shep, was it 19 rebounds or assists?
Had to have been assists.
But you know what? But then he had a million rebounds on top of that.
Right.
But then Walt Clyde Frazier goes out there and wins the game. And this is iconic. I've heard from my family and a million other people in the Garden. In 1970, when Willis Reed stepped out and just, I don't want to say he shocked everybody, he inspired everyone. I want you to take a listen to this, courtesy of NBA TV.
And Jack, 19,500 fans here in New York City have yet to see Willis Reed at this hour of the evening.
That is very critical. We heard Red Holzman say he expected him to start. We just had an announcement from the press row that Willis has just received 200 cc of cortisone. Now, I've had cortisone myself, and I think we see Willis coming out.
Here he comes right now, 6 feet 10 from Grambling, the captain of the Knicks, the most valuable player of the NBA. It's a standing ovation at the new Madison Square Garden. This is a 38 sellout crowd, and they have been reacting to their Knickerbockers the same way all season long. And he has hit two in a row, and they are beside themselves.
Barnett to Reed on the forecourt. Right side from 20. Jumps. Yes! Willis has hit on his first two.
He finished the game with 4 points and 3 rebounds. And pushed everybody over the edge. I just talked to you about Walt Clyde Frazier. 36 points, 19 assists, 7 rebounds. And the New York Knicks beat the Lakers in that Game 7, 113-99. And this is what I've always appreciated. Just hearing about Willis Reed. Whether it's from friends and family, or guys who played with him, and we actually spoke to his teammate on the second championship in 1973, Henry Bibby. We'll share that with you momentarily. I never heard anybody say a bad word about Willis Reed. When it comes to Willis Reed, people always talk about how great of a teammate he was, how no-nonsense he was, how respectful and polite he was, how professional he was, how good at his job he was, how cool he was. And I'm like, well, damn it, can we get more Willis Reeds in the NBA now? And I don't even think it's a basketball thing. It's just a society thing. Everybody wants to complain about things of insignificance. People want to pass the buck and pass the blame. Nobody wants to work, but everybody wants to reap the rewards. I appreciate Willis Reed. Unfortunately, I ain't never seen him play. But this man has been a legend since the day I was born. Growing up hearing about him, And to have a chance earlier in the show, we spoke to Henry Bibby. Yes, the father of Mike Bibby. Henry Bibby won 3 straight championships at UCLA before getting drafted and selected by the New York Knicks. He was a head coach at USC. He actually roomed with Willis Reed when he was a rookie. And so we had the pleasure of having a conversation with Henry Bibby. If you missed it, you can listen on the free Odyssey app. And I asked Coach Bibby, I said, hey, what made Willis Reed the standard in the NBA? This is what Henry Bibby told me.
People would know him as a great basketball player. People during that time, I don't think a lot of people, we didn't have the social media as they have now. So a lot of people didn't know about it at the time, how great this guy was as a player, how legendary he was as a player. But more so than that, you know, he was a great person, a great friend. I was his roommate. Willis was the godfather of my son. So Willis and I go back a lot of years of just being a great, great person, a great person to be around. He would give anything to a person to help them. Everyone loved Willis Reed. You talk about the Knicks, and, you know, there's a lot of great players who played for the Knicks who are still playing for the Knicks, but Willis Reed is the name that everyone cheers about. Just a great person to be around, a great demeanor, just a gentle giant, so to speak, who really, really didn't get his due, you know, as a pro basketball player.
This man, he was the MVP that season the Knicks won their first championship in 1970. He was the MVP of that NBA Finals where he ran around with that torn muscle in his hip. When he got into the NBA, he was the Rookie of the Year in 1965. He was an All-Star 7 times. His career was done by the time he was 31 years old. This dude at 6'9 and 6'10, he was out there just grabbing 20 and 13 and 14 and 15 like it was nothing. Willis Reed is one of the greatest NBA players that we've seen. He's on that top 75 list. Willis Reed is what a lot of NBA players should look at when it comes down to professionalism and being a teammate. The New York Knicks, they just celebrated 50 years. And yes, it's been a long, long time. 1973 to 2023. Unfortunately, Willis Reed could not be there. But Willis Reed had a message for that 1973 New York Knicks team. I want you to take a listen to this.
I just wish I could be with you. I just want to say that I am so proud that I was a member of the championship team in the best city in the world with the best fans in the world. Enjoy the party without me, and I hope to see you soon.
Hey, he passed away today at the age of 80, was dealing with heart issues. And even outside or before Willis got to the NBA, he decided to attend Grambling, which is pretty damn awesome. He's from Louisiana, built himself a home in Louisiana to relax, wasn't up in New York a whole hell of a lot, had a chance, and shout-outs to the Atlanta Hawks, shout-outs to all the teams in the NBA today, taking time, a moment of silence for Willis Reed. He was an assistant with the Hawks. He was part of management with the New Jersey Nets. He was a head coach at Creighton. He coached the Knicks. Unfortunately, they didn't have success. The Knicks needed a whole lot of help. But Willis Reed, I wish we had more Willis Reeds in the NBA today. Where we got guys complaining. They don't want to play. They don't know how to be a teammate. They know how to pass the buck. They don't know how to show up for work. Willis Reed was the consummate professional. I would have loved to meet him, but it's pretty awesome that we can have conversations with people like Henry Bibby, that we still have the Earl, the Pearls here, that we still have the Walt, Clyde Frazier's to help share some of those stories. Much love to Willis Reed and his family. Willis Reed was the prime example of being not just a damn good basketball player, one of the best basketball players that we have seen, but actually understanding what it means to be a professional, a teammate, a decent person, and still not take no crap from nobody. Ask the Lakers. He broke a couple of noses, but they pushed him to it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to take a break, and I'll get to your calls. And then I unfortunately have to tell you about a couple of guys who they may be able to learn a thing or two or three or four or five from Willis Reed. It's John Morant, who made his return publicly with the Grizzlies today, spoke to the media on Tuesday, and Dylan Brooks, who I guess has just completely lost his mind. They could learn a whole lot from Willis Reed. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, listen, man, it's an honor to call you. And, I've been following you since 2015. I'm always going to root for your success. Keep up the good work, bro.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. NBA lost a legend. The New York Knicks lost a champion, the man who helped lead the New York Knicks to their only two championships. Willis Reed passing away Tuesday at the age of 80. A consummate professional, a gentle giant, still didn't take no nonsense. Man, it's just a lot of values that it'd be nice to see in the current NBA. Except for we have more divas and more whiners and complainers. We have a lack of accountability. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to some of your calls, and then I want to give you an update on Ja Morant and also Dylan Brooks. Ja Morant spoke to the media for the first time since returning on Tuesday, and I want to share with you some of his comments. Let's go to Baltimore. And let's talk to Scott. Scott, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on?
Thank you for taking my call, JR. And I also want to thank Henry Bibby for pointing out two things about Willis Reed that really hit home with me. First, his leadership skills. He was the unquestionable leader of that New York Knicks basketball team. And then secondly, that 18-footer that he could pretty much nail at will, especially in the fourth quarter when everybody was running out of gas to put a game away or to win a game. And he was truly amazing. But the thing I remember the most about Willis Reed, just being a small boy, was his heart. He had the heart of a champion. And when he came to Baltimore, you knew it was going to be a fight between him and Wes Unseld. Mm-hmm. And those two would go at it mercilessly at one another. Unfortunately for us, the Knicks would usually come out on top. But that was you could say, Reed Alcindor, Reed Chamberlain, Reed Russell, but also Reed Unseld, one of the great rivalries of the game back then in the 69, 70, 71, and the electricity that he would bring. That was back then, it was called the Civic Center. And I mean, they in Baltimore, they used to call it the largest indoor insane asylum. And when the Knicks came to town, I mean, the electricity level. I've been to a lot of sporting venues, and the excitement and the electricity that was generated by Willis Reed and the New York Knicks basketball team was unmatched at that time.
Yeah.
It was truly something to be a part of. I'm thankful for that my dad was able to let me be a part of that.
I hear that. And thank you so much, Scott, for calling from Baltimore and sharing that. I have known about Willis Reed my whole damn life. And it's very interesting. You know, my mom was actually at the Garden that day in 1970. And so you best believe I have had to hear about this for a long ass time. Also, Willis Reed, in a million different ways, reminded me of my grandfather, both in stature and size. My grandfather wasn't 6'10", but this man was built like a bull. And just in mannerism, just a gigantic human being who was quiet and relaxed. And so there wasn't a minute or a time where I looked at Willis Reed and didn't feel like I was looking at my grandfather. And he reminded me of him, too, from all the stories that I've heard about Willis Reed from being a kid and not knowing a damn thing about basketball, but then getting older and just even tonight talking to some of his teammates. There's a consistency there for as long as I've been alive about the qualities of Willis Reed. It's a gentle giant, calm, relaxed, cool, real nice, you know, give you the shirt off his back, but would not hesitate to throw down if and when necessary. You do not or did not want to cross this man, but he showed up and he was cool. And I think he's the type of dude that you want to look up to. And we can say that about, it's not just athletes. There are a lot of people who every now and then you say, oh, man, I want to be like that guy. I mean, I look at what Willis Reed did and some of the qualities, and I say to myself, well, damn. Like, why wouldn't somebody want to be like him? And I think that's even harder to say in the world that we live in. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Maryland and talk to Mike. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Mike?
Hey, JR. Willis Reed and the 1970 12-man Knicks team was a special team. I know that whole 12-man squad. Barnett, Frazier, Bradley, DeBusschere, Reed, that was the five. Jackson wasn't on the team that year because he had spinal fusion surgery. And talking to that last gentleman, when they did play the Bullets, I think before they played the Lakers that year, I think the Bullets took them seven. And the Bullets, oh, man, what a team. They had Earl. They had Jack Marinier, their little birth. He was, what a shooter. And they had Gus Johnson and a young Unseld. It was special. Even the Garden back then, JR, the Garden was, it was different then. Everybody could get a ticket. You didn't have these ridiculous ticket prices, right? You had a guy who played for Franklin K. Lane High School in Queens. Red Holtzman coaching the team. Danny Whalen. I think the ball boy was the most winning PSAL coach in New York now. At Cardozo and Aclario. Or he came
Ron.
A little later. But it was different back then. And getting to St. John's and Patino, this is his last stop. But you know what? He might bring him back. I mean, Lou Konosek is 98 now. He had great teams. I don't think Lou ever won it, but Lou, you remember that team with Marlon Berry, Jackson Glass, and Weddington? I think Lou, if you ask Lou Konosek, if you had 25 seconds left, Lou, who would you want the ball to be in whose hands? And you know what he'd tell you? A guy that played for Jamaica High School called Alan Seiden. You wouldn't say Mullen. He'd say this guy, I guarantee you. So if you ever interview Lou, he's 98 now.
I don't know. I don't know the last time you heard Mr. Konosek speak. It's been a very long time. I don't think there's going to be an interview there. Let me ask you this, Mike.
Yes.
You talk about Rick Pitino. Rick Pitino brings St. John's back to what exactly?
Well, he ain't going to bring them back to the glory days of St. John's when Sonny Dove and Joe Dupree and guys like that. But when Lou retired and all the teams they had after that, without Lou,
I'm not asking you about then. I'm asking you about now.
He'll get him in a tournament, I think. Maybe not the front. He'll get him in a tournament pretty quick, I think.
All right. Well, that's...
You know what I mean? He's going to recruit. I don't know who he's bringing in now with this portal. He's got something up his sleeve. We'll see. I mean, he did a good job at Iona. And,
He'll be good enough to get them back in the tournament. But, I mean, at the same time, like, that's nice for money. That's nice for cash. Everybody wants to go on a run. But Rick Pitino he's a basketball life. I don't think he's sticking around here trying to just go on a run. He's going to try to run them as far as he can take them. I mean, you never know. You get into the tournament and you go from there. It's going to take a few years. He reportedly has a six-year deal. Who knows? Maybe St. John's becomes one of the top schools in the country. Who knows? Hopefully no scandals on the way there. That's how it goes. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. On the other side of the break, hey, Shep, does Ja Morant count as a scandal? No, right? Not scandalous, just stupid.
Yeah, moronic, yes.
Yeah, moronic. We're going to hear from Ja Morant on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I appreciate you. I'm grateful for your brand of sports talk. You are the best. And I appreciate you keeping us entertained, informed with your hard-hitting and beautiful style of sports talk.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Oh, man. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Oh, my goodness. Paul George had to be helped to the locker room. Right now in Los Angeles, the Oklahoma City Thunder, they're playing a close one against the Clippers. As of right now, it's 97-95 with about 2 minutes left in the game. A few minutes ago, Paul George went up for a rebound, and Paul George came down on his right leg, looked like Lou Dort was right in between him. Paul George comes down straight on his right leg. His right leg, his knee, bends backward. He goes down to the ground. He has to be helped to the back, helped to the locker room. It's a clear hyperextension of his knee. His knee bent the wrong damn way by a ridiculous amount. I'm actually sick of watching it now at this point. And we have no idea, none, what the status of Paul George is. The only guy I remember this happening to and him getting up and walking around and busting ass the next day was Giannis Antetokounmpo. I don't know if that will be the case. It's highly unlikely that'll be the case for Paul George here. And Paul George already having a history of injuries, period. None more so than when Paul George broke his leg on the stanchion in that Team USA kind of set things up game back in, man, was that 2018? Not even. Earlier than that. Wow. 2014.
Yeah, because he broke out. His breakout party was 2013 when they made the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time when he was the best player.
Yep. That was 2014. He broke his leg. And it was his right leg. And it's the same leg that he came on down tonight. And outside of a hyperextension, I hope that there's nothing worse going on with Paul George and his leg. What else can I say? You play basketball, these things are unfortunately going to happen.
That and Kevin Ware, are the two injuries that I think of were absolutely gruesome. You don't wish that on your worst enemy.
Yeah,
obviously,
legs.
Paul George, more elite, clearly, but yeah.
Wasn't Kevin Ware, he jumped up on a closeout, right, and came down on a leg and broke it? Now,
yeah, that was hard to watch, yep.
Yeah, he came down on that leg, and that leg just, it snapped. Paul George's leg snapped. I ain't going to sit here and speculate. He hyperextended his knee, and I hope that's the worst of what took place with Paul George. Not as wild of a scene when he needed to have his leg stabilized to save his leg. He was helped off of the floor, but not good for the Los Angeles Clippers, who as of right now, they're the fifth seed in the West. Everything in the Western Conference is so bunched up. We know Ja Morant, he did speak to the media today on Tuesday. The Grizzlies, despite him being gone, the Grizzlies have won three consecutive games. Ja Morant expected to make his home debut or home return on Wednesday against the Rockets, and Ja Morant spoke to the media today. And his comments, I don't want to say head-scratching. There's just always, there's a lot of fluff outside of just saying I did something stupid. Nobody wants to say that. Ja Morant spoke to the media. He shared with everyone why he just went to counseling. Listen.
I went there for counseling to learn how to, you know, manage stress, cope with stress in, you know, a positive way. Instead of, you know, ways I've, you know, tried to deal with it before that, you know, caused me to make, you know, mistakes.
Stress. 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 So Ja Morant was stressed with the parking lot incident where the Indiana Pacers, you know, thought that there was a gun pointed at him. That was stress? Okay. Ja Morant was dealing with stress when he put a gun on Instagram. That was stress? Was he dealing with stress at the moment? I guess his mom called him and he goes to the mall. And was Ja Morant dealing with stress, or was he just overall stressed when he was, you know, getting into a physical altercation with a 17-year-old. Like, do all of these incidents lead to stress? Like, I don't know. Is he just stressed out? If I was 23 years old and knew that I had, I don't know, $400 million coming my way before I even hit 30, I don't know how stressed I'd be.
JR, I have a question for you. In all seriousness, have you ever met a person who dealt with stress by flexing at a nightclub with a gun when there was no threat of danger around them whatsoever?
Well, I don't know that. I would assume he wasn't in danger. I'll say this.
Right.
This is the point. Nobody, we need to stop holding hands and spoon feeding and being, oh, he's stressed and this. And look, there are a lot of people who deal with stress. There are people who are stressed right now. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you that Ja Morant is not dealing with stress or was not dealing with stress. But I think that's a weak-ass excuse for what's taking place. Ja Morant has admitted fault. I need to be smarter. I need to figure out better ways to deal with stress. Look, we don't need the fluff. And he don't owe me anything. He doesn't owe you anything. Ja Morant don't owe nobody a damn thing but to himself. But when you open up your mouth to the public and there's fluff and there's excuses, it's like cut out the garbage. It'll get to the point. It shouldn't be that difficult or tough to say, you know what? I screwed up. I made dumbass decisions. I'm gonna do better moving forward. I'm gonna make better and more responsible choices. I'm gonna put myself in better positions. I'm going to try to mature. I've been dealing with issues and I've been lashing out, and I'm gonna take care of them. Done. Is everything now a stress or mental health? Like, come on. John Morant, the thing that got him, quote unquote, caught, the final straw, was John Morant putting himself on social media, utilizing or showing off that little small gun that he had. John Morant said, I ain't going to be using social media like that anymore.
I won't be doing that at all. Me saying things, actions speak very louder than words. So that's my main focus now.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, now he knows, right? He found out the hard way that you put yourself out there, you get your ass whooped. And he said he's going to be himself. By the way, John Morant said he does not have an issue with alcohol. He says, I don't have an issue with alcohol. He also admitted that it's going to be a little uncomfortable thinking about the receptions that he's going to have in front of a live crowd. But he said, I am still going to be myself.
I won't change, for anybody. Only problem with me right now is, just getting into, a space mentally that, I'm very comfortable in and, I feel good at it. That's why I made the decision to, take the time away and, go to counseling, and that helped me learn, a lot of things.
People make mistakes.
I guess it was his decision, huh?
Yeah, he voluntarily went.
Yeah.
Well, was John Morant gonna go to? Was he gonna go to counseling when he woke up on Saturday? If the NBA didn't call, if the Grizzlies didn't call him, if his family probably didn't call him, if his agent didn't call, was he gonna do that on his own? His agent put out a statement. Like the day before, this man was flashing a gun on Instagram talking about how Ja has just been pretty much cleared in all of those incidents. And then the next day, like a couple hours later, Ja Morant is showing off that gun. Like, stop it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Unfortunately, Ja Morant, he has a teammate named Dylan Brooks. He ain't flashed a gun, but on basketball court, on the court, he doesn't seem to be smarter than Ja. I'm going to talk about him, Lamar Jackson, and more. CBS Sports Radio, don't move.
Ah, hammock. Check. Arnold Palmer. Check. Motorized solar shades. Yes, please. Get your home and patio spring ready with brand new custom window coverings from Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the easiest way to upgrade your home with custom window treatments. You can even stay in the hammock while Blinds.com handles the install. Just click installation at checkout and relax while we do the work for you. No matter how many window treatments you order, installation is always one low cost. Need help choosing? Talk to a Blinds.com design expert for free to help you make the best selection from classic shutters to outdoor roller shades and more. With over 25 million windows covered, you can rest easy with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. See why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings with over 40,000 five-star reviews. Shop Blinds.com and save 45% off selected products. 45% off selected products at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Last year, you may have made some smart decisions, and you may have made some not so smart decisions. Like maybe you had a little too much confidence in that one crypto exchange. The good news is making smart financial decisions is easier than you think. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the weekly know-how you need to get ahead. Sean and Sarah, the hosts of Smart Money, break down the latest financial news and give you honest, objective money advice. Subscribe to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today.
BetUS.com is back for our 28th year of NFL action. With the industry's biggest sign-up bonus of up to 200%, BetUS offers our members the chance to cash in on all your favorite sports. Sign up at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS, where the game begins.